Remove Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Reish Nun on the middle of page 30, the middle of Aleph, where we spoke about already that one should get up early on Friday to prepare the Tzarkei Shabbos. Now the Mechaber continues. Fafili Yeshle Kamavodim, if he has many slaves, as we continue to Dav Tezayim and Aleph. Hashem should to serve him. Yishtadu lahochem ba'atzmai. He should make the attempt to prepare by himself. Shum davu letzarka Shabbos. Something for the needs of Shabbos. Gilchadu to honor it. Kedav Chizda. Kedav the great Amor of Chizda. Mechadach ayorik tak tak. He would cut the vegetables very thin. They would chop the wood. He would light the fire. He would prepare the house. He would bring in the vessels that are needed for Shabbos. He would put away the weekday vessels. From them, every single person should learn. Should not say, I don't want to dent my honor. Because this is his honor. Shabbos that he honors the Shabbos. One should sharpen the knife on Erev Shabbos, because that's from the honor of Shabbos. Shemichat Natz Malachila, where he's preparing it for eating. That's the kol bun b'seisim and then the sefachay oil. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Gimel. A person should make the attempt lahachim ba'atzman v'chulu to prepare for Shabbos by himself, because the mitzvah kibur Shabbos, the mitzvah honoring Shabbos, mutal kol adam is imposed on every single person. Because it still says in the pasuk, the kados l'Shabbos, only you should call out to Shabbos at the light, l'kdesh Hashem mechubad, for the holy thing of Hashem, you should honor. Now, mitzvah by Yisrael b'shlucha, it's a mitzvah, but with the person to do it himself, with his own body, and with his agent. And what do we call mitzvah? It's only really by all mitzvahs, mitzvah by Yisrael b'shlucha. Mitzvah is for the person to do it by himself more than his agent. By Mirei Halacha, when he did a maskli yishtadl, he talks about this. Now, the Sharet Tzion in Ois Tes says, it would seem that here it doesn't apply to say that a mitzvah that could be done by someone else, she's not about the Talmud Torah, even for a small amount of time. And here, what he could do it through his shliach, which is better than just totally someone else. So you could say that, no, davka mitzvah, that's not on the person's goof. For example, to stop in the middle of his learning to go and do Gemilas Chesed with some person in a situation where someone else could do it, that favor for that person. Which is not the case over here, because Kavod Shabbos is on the person's own body. Simenele is a mitzvah by Yisrael B'shlucha. Another approach is, Dafka regarding Kavod Shabbos, do we say that because it's more stringent? Which is not the case by other mitzvahs, because it's a Talmud Chacham, and they gave it to the Torah. So the Sharetzin, yeah, Tzarechin maybe, maybe you would not be Mevatel Alter. But here, Zikr for Shabbos, you would not. Kasva Asram says in Mishnah Berurah, Asram right, Yehar B'tshuva, first should contemplate repentance, Yifash B'maisav, it should check into his actions, B'chol Erev Shabbos, and every Erev Shabbos, because Shabbos Miki Kala Malkus, so Shabbos is called the queen bride. Ukilim Kala B'nei HaMelech's Bokshman, it says, if he's receiving the face of the king, blessed is his name. Ain't no L'kabal, it's not appropriate to receive, because you will love it, but V'lo Yaskavis, when he's wearing the dirty rags, Shal Chela Savonis, which all the stink of all the sins, one should clear away the spider webs, clear the spin webs. Now, bias by Erev Shabbos says El Yabba from the house on Erev Shabbos, which the Sharetz in the says this included what the Rambam writes. You have to prepare the house when it's still daytime, make for the Shabbos, but close up covered for the Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, it says, all the most should talk to the bias that you have to clean out the house from the dust and from the earth when it's still daytime. Kavod Shabbos is all included in the category of honoring Shabbos. Yidame b'dayte, you should imagine in the thought process, kilu yovei lo, as if it's coming to him, l'sachsim, melech, b'sa b'dam, to stay by him, a regular king. Kam mechabed abayis, m'zim, hamitas, how much he would sweep the house and prepare the bed. B'koshkin, Shabbos magdasa, says the chayot, all the more so, the Shabbos queen. Tzivka and Daud. Now, if we have all these great amiram that prepared, so mehem yilmed kol adam, from them every single person should learn. Kind of that is a felachar v'yos, even the most distinguished personality. Preferred by yom ha'kitzarim, especially in the short days that they need all hands on deck. On because you can know the morse kishudoya when he sees shikvar zemach l'shabbos, he sees it's almost close to Shabbos, shavas mechli v'lazim b'chol kodesh, and the shor has to be engaged with all his ability. Risi anshe ma'isa says Mishnah Berurah, I saw men of action, Gedolei Torah, great ones of Torah, Shemechavdim, Nabayis, Ba'atzvam, B'yom HaKitzarim, on the short Fridays, they would sweep the house themselves, Kedesh Leizchal Shabbos, so that Shabbos doesn't get desecrated, but Zerchiv Goma Kaladin, this is a complete obligation on every single person. To Mayish, no, what's the difference? The Inlam Mishayachin, that if you don't have anyone to prepare, or Shashlich, Inlam B'nai, or the agent doesn't have the ability, it's the same thing, it's your obligation. Siv Katan Hay. So he said that once you sharpen the knife in every Shabbos, Kizehu V'chulu, because this is from the covenant of Shabbos that it should be ready for eating. But Sifri, and the Sifri, Masbul Lakra, they actually allude to it on the Pasuk. V'yadati kishom alech, you should know that there should be peace in your house, in your tent. This refers to sharpening the knife. Because if the knife is blunt, you could come sometimes to fighting, because it's not going to cut, and you're upset, what are you thinking, and you didn't prepare, etc., etc. Sif Bey says, Mechabi, Yabe Babas of Yahya, McDonald's, one should increase on Shabbos with meat and wine and delicacies, Kfi Yachalte, according to his ability. Sif Katan Babas, Mishbur, Kfi Yachalte, and Lael Bismir, Shman Bey, Shman Bu, Kala Part of Zeh. There we explain all the specifics regarding this, which Deir Shur 22 brings, that Deir he brings the Gemara Shabbos, of Kovit Ches, the person has been Anik Shabbos with Dog and Yadalim, Rosh Hashum, and Tav Shadradim. In other words, whatever is according to the customs of the time to do appropriately. The Bi'alocha, the Mask of Yishtadl, which the Mishabur had referenced, it says the Rambam is brought on this halacha with a lotion of chayiv. The Mechab is saying Yishtadl, a person should attempt to prepare by himself. Rambam's lotion is chayiv. His words are that Afa Pishay Odom Chashbi Yaisa, it's not his norm to take things from this, from the marketplace and not to be engaged in malachas in the house. Chayiv last the Ramshal and Sergei Shabbos Begufer, Keshadehu Kavaydeh. It says, Chom Rishonim, they were from them, they were Mefatzel, they ate some Tefat, they were with them. There were those that were cooked, or Meleach Basso, or Gedel Psilis, or Matik Daenerys. Umehen, Misha Yitz, Bekoin, Devam, Shal, Zer, Shabbos, and Lachamash, they would go buy from the store. Abishin, Darker, Bekoin, Mila, it's not a derech, look over there. As Kavan is on whatever, any one of these many things. And the Gemara Kedushin, Dabi Mal, says over there, Mitzvah, Be Yisrael, Beshluchah. So it's possible that according to the Ram also, it doesn't really mean a chayv gomer. It's like a chayv because of Kavod Shabbos. And as far as the Rambam is, because if not, then all these Amirim would not have been about the Torah for this. However, it's not a chayv gomer. So you should know, because you don't find the Gemara as called as a chayv. Only on the lighting of Neiris on for Shabbos and of Chavim at Beis, and regarding the Gimel Sudis on of Kavod Zayin at Beis. But he remained with Kamakam Tzarchiyin. If it is a chayiv or not, the mask of kizel kavaydai, a chashuv person preparing for Shabbos, it's not a degrading, but it's actually his honor that he honors Shabbos. So he says this wording comes to resolve what was asked in Trulis Chavos Yar, that how were they living it with their honor? The Kavanah Bris is so great that it's teich aloysa in the Torah, which meaning it refers to aloysa in Rabbanah and sheval tasa even by a biblical halacha. So therefore, the Mechab is coming to say the word, that is their covet. That they're Isaac in the mitzvah by themselves. And it's recognizable that he's doing it for the covet of Hashem Yisbarach. And as HaDavid HaMelech says, in the Kaloisi Oid Mitzvah, I'm going to make myself even more disgraced. Not because it's a disgrace, but it's truly a covet. Which is not the case if it's not recognizable. For example, let's say an older person, and somebody's not Lefi Kavod, let's say returning a lost object, or something like that, where it's Mechab, the Kupat HaMechachim, to that, to the Pim Gadim. That what he means to say is that not everyone knows that he says in mitzvah. You're right. Then you shouldn't do it, and that also answers what the Gemara Kedushin of Ayin there of Nachman was Isaac himself in the mitzvah of Makkah of making a fence on his roof. But that was something that everybody knew at the time that he's doing it. That is Isaac in the mitzvah of Hashem, which is not the case by an Aveda when he's busy with it. Not everyone knows from this. Therefore, even if he wants to return turn it, Berabim, and that they know that it's Aveda, still the Torah exempted him in general from the return of Naveda. Some of the deer shoots. The deer shoot number 15. In the great Maila of preparing Tzarchi Shabbos, the Chavetz Chaim writes in the Sefer Shem Olam, says, I heard in the name of one Gadol, according to what it's known from Chazal, that whoever Shem Shabbos Ba'il Mazeh, even if he's chayv chas hashem and onish of Gehenna for his avinus, he's not punished over there on the day of Shabbos. And it's considered the time of Shabbos for him from the time that he starts on Erev Shabbos to prepare the Tzarcha Shabbos and protects on him the Tzchus Shabbos. And it concludes, therefore, how much a person has to attempt regarding Tzarcha Shabbos, and it'll be good for him in this world and the next world. And in the Ha'ara over there, he adds on that from the time that he starts the Hachanas of Shabbos, that's when the spark of Kedusha Shabbos already starts. Now, in qualifying this preparations, Shlomo Zalman rules that it's not enough to do one action of Hachana, but rather one should increase the actions of Hachana. And only if he wants to learn Torah or do a different mitzvah or he's busy with his work, then it's enough with one pu'ula, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav said, he should do by himself, shum davar, l'tzarech Shabbos, and that's his Shulchan Aruch Rav, and that's the Mishnah Berurah later on, it's the Mishnah Nalav, that however, you have to misakin eze davar l'kavod Shabbos, and the Rambam concludes regarding this, nabachol amarbe b'dav hazeh, however increases regarding this, or isn't b'shubach, he's praiseworthy. Dish number 16, if a person is busy, engaged with the preparation for Shabbos, only for others, so Nizkarot is not sure if he's Yitzhak regarding the chiv of the mitzvah of Hechinu. It's possible the mitzvah is not only that a chan that it should be, maybe it's only that it should be for him to Tzarek HaShabbos. But the covered Shabbos is the etzim tircha of Hakonos LaShabbos, maybe even if he's busy with other people. Dish number 18, also the person hires his friend for payment, so they should do for him a mitzvah. Stechemin writes, however, it's a mitzvah by Yisim and Bishlucha that he should do it himself. And even though Yad Pol Kiad Balabais, and that's the Brunch of an Aruch, that even when he has Avadim to Mirshavashim, he should attempt to prepare himself. There's number 19, the Shabbos itself, the Tila David writes, in the name of the Merkitzia, that it's forbidden to remove the spider webs because of Muktzah. Now, if the spider webs are attached to the wall and connected to the wall, the Kabbachim writes, name the Afalev, that there's an Issa of Chaylish, Shlomo Zalman comments that seems to be interesting. Dish number 20, rooms that he does not have in mind to use on Shabbos, or he's traveling from his house away for Shabbos, the Bnei Nisker El says that there's no chiv then to prepare those rooms for Shabbos. Dish number 21, this suffix of the Sharet scene regarding other mitzvahs, if we'll say that he should mevatel Talmud Torah to do it himself, Reb Chaim Kesi writes that that's dafka if it's mutl on him, the chiv to do it himself. Most definitely permitted for him to be mevatel from his learning, he's allowed to be mevatel from his learning, go out and do it himself. Dish number 23, Chaznish would prepare himself the menorah, the candelabra for Kavod Shabbos. And even if just to prepare and organize the table of Kavod Shabbos, the Pelei Yitz writes, you become a mitzvah of a chana for Shabbos.